Hi, this is Makayla from customer support. How may I assist you?
Yeah, I'm calling in regard to this order that I was supposed to have placed. Why are they charging me $5 and something for it?
Okay, I can definitely take a look for you. Could you provide me with your zip code?
54902.
Okay, and what is your first and last name?
Gloria Domsky.
Okay, one moment. And could you confirm your shipping address for me?
1417 Whittle Avenue, Apartment 1, Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
Okay, one moment.
And am I really going to get a KitchenAid mixer?
One second. Once it loads up for me and I see what's going on, I'll be able to further assist. Okay, I do see you enter the drawing for a chance to win that KitchenAid, the $5.74 that you pay is an initial drawing fee. It is also used as the shipping fee. So even though the initial entry is,
even though it was $2.95.
So the drawing fee could be, it does range between $2 to $7. If you are seeing it through a third party like Walmart, Walgreens, or something of that nature, I think they advertise it to $2, but on our actual site, we do inform that it'll be $5.74 to enter into that drawing.
Okay, now my question to you is, am I really getting that mixer?
So you are entering into a drawing. What will happen is in 2 business days, it will be then between now and then, it'll let you know whether or not you won that KitchenAid, and then you will get an email letting you know your status in it, and they will ship it out to the address you provided using that $5.74 that you paid.
So, in other words, I'm paying the $5, the $6, probably for nothing, in other words.
It's an initial drawing fee, so to enter you into the drawing, and as well as would be considered a shipping fee if you do win that KitchenAid in the 2 business days.
Okay. But like I said, I'm just probably paying that $6 for nothing, in other words.
Well, I mean, if you feel that way, I do see you just placed the order. If you would, if you like, we could go ahead and cancel it and refund that $5.74 for you.
Yes, I think I would like it like that done. Yes.
Okay, one moment. And I do have a cancellation number for you. Would you like to take that number down?
Let me get my pen. Go ahead.
So it is C as in Charlie,
262-719-330. Okay, got it.
Okay, and that refund may take 3 to 5 business days to be back in your account. It does depend on your banking institution. That number I gave you is just your confirmation that the account was canceled, and there won't be any attempts to bill you going further. Was there anything else I could have assisted you with today?
No. I just feel like I want to cancel that.
Yes, ma'am, we got to cancel for you. That was the number I just gave you. So
okay.
Thank you for contacting us. You have a great day, okay?
Okay, and you too. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.